USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC says most Americans should be given the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines instead of the Johnson & Johnson shot that can cause rare but serious blood clots. The panel recommended the unusual move of giving preference late Thursday, and the CDC director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, accepted the panel's advice. President Biden, in a meeting Thursday with medical advisors, discussed the pandemic.
It's here now, and it's spreading, and it's going to increase. For unvaccinated, we are looking at a winter of severe illness and death for unvaccinated, for themselves, their families, and the hospitals they'll soon overwhelm.
Biden said the country was in a better position to deal with the Omicron variant because of steps taken to limit travel and increase access to boosters. It should be noted the Moderna vaccine carries a slight risk of heart problems, a study of the entire population of Denmark found Friday. USA Radio News.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Three American soldiers were given medals Thursday by President Biden.
During a White House ceremony, President Biden awards the Medal of Honor to three American soldiers for heroism in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Late Sergeant First Class Alwin Cash. Late Sergeant First Class Christopher Saliz. Master Sergeant Earl Plumley.
The president saying all three men displayed an indisputable gallantry. Cash is the first black Medal of Honor recipient in the post-9/11 war on terror. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A Florida man has been banned from flying United Airlines after wearing a red thong as a face covering while boarding a flight at Fort Lauderdale Airport.
Every single flight has been met with different reactions from the flight crew.
Cape Coral resident Adam Jen on NBC2. Technicians are completing tests on the James Webb Space Telescope. The nearly $10 billion project by NASA and the European Space Agency should launch Christmas Eve. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's time again for Wreaths Across America this Saturday the 18th. Program leader Karen Worcester on Fox News explains.
Well, this is Wreaths Across America Day, as you said, is the 18th this year, and at more than 3,100 locations all over the country. We're going to be placing veterans' wreaths on the graves of men and women who served this country and brought us that freedom. So great thanks to all of the location coordinators and all the volunteers who have been working year-round to spread the mission to remember, honor, and teach. So it all culminates tomorrow as we go into the cemeteries, we say their names, and we take an opportunity to teach our kids about their heritage, because their knowing their heritage is the best building block for our kids' future that we possibly could stand them on.
Karen tells us how you can get involved.
Well, you can go to wreathsacrossamerica.org and you can find a location near you. Make sure you do look for times, because some of the times vary, start times, and also the CDC rules and where people are in dealing with COVID. But please take the opportunity. You take your kids, talk to them about their history, talk to them about their heritage, talk to them about their future, because the best of what we are as a country is represented in those cemeteries.
The first ever millipede with more than 1,000 legs has been discovered in Western Australia. It was found 60 meters underground in a mining area in the Eastern Goldfields region. In fact, it had 1,300 plus legs. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.